No.
Hello, darling. It's lovely to hear you.
Dino?
Yes, Rita.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you, darling. Have you pressed the button, Leslie?
Yes, I've done that.
Yes.
I did that earlier.
Yes. Oh, it's lovely to hear you again. You know, it is many, many months since I heard your voice.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear me.
Yes, I do. Much better than Mickey. When Mickey...
Well, you'd better not tell him that, otherwise he would... You could not hear what he had to say?
Yes, I could
but
not...
But you hear me, huh?
Yes, yes, yes.
I will not disappoint you.
No, you're
but,
quite different.
Sometimes it is a little more difficult.
No, you're normal, darling.
Huh?
You're quite normal.
Well, I hope so.
Yes.
I have also been waiting for this, you know,
yes.
To be able to come and talk with you
yes.
again.
Yes, it was so...
First, I must thank you for the roses.
Oh, thank you, darling.
They are very beautiful.
Yes.
I like them very much. I shall take them away with me.
Oh, thank you. You know, this year the spring has been so dry that the rose bushes have been very, very backward.
Huh?
Yes, you see, there's been no rain, you see, this spring.
But they are very beautiful.
Yes, they come from abroad.
But you buy them today?
Yes, I got them on the market in the morning.
This morning?
Yes.
You go to put... No, what is it?
You know, at the back of the hotel there is a market.
I know, I'm trying to think.
We used to go there.
Wait a moment, let me think about it.
Yes.
I have to try and think of names. I find sometimes I get very confused with time and places, you know. It was, I know you go back in the back streets.
Yes. It's just the same, the old market as it was.
The same market?
Huh?
It is the same market.
Yeah, the same market, yes. They sell fruit, vegetables, flowers, everything. And in the open.
I know.
Like in the old days.
We used to walk up
yes.
and down
yes.
and look, huh?
Yes.
Have you got a cold?
No, I haven't a cold.
You are better?
Yes, I'm a lot better, thanks.
Darling, you must take care of Aunt Leslie.
Oh, but I take care of you.
Yes, well...
But I don't know, I do what I can, you know?
Yes. Yes.
But no doubt he has got to be careful. Huh?
Yes. And I've been giving him a lot of tips of what he can do to help himself.
I think you have a cold.
No,
no.
Why do you sneeze?
Oh, well.
It is summer cold, huh?
Yes, it must be.
What will you say?
I say I've been giving him a lot of tips to help him. Because I say that as we get older, we have to help ourselves.
Well, I suppose when one gets older, one has to take more care, you know.
Yes.
Because all sorts of things can go
yes.
wrong.
Yes.
Look at you.
Yes.
You have not been too well. Although you seem a lot better now.
Yeah. I tell you now, the doctor doesn't want to see me.
No?
No, he's
well,
not.
That is a good sign. You don't want to go and see any doctor. The clever man is the one who stays away from the doctor.
Yeah.
But sometimes, of course, one has to go.
Yeah.
And you are much better now.
Well, you see, otherwise...
I was with you
when
you go to see the... I don't remember the name. But the gentleman in the cottage, in the country... And his wife.
Oh, Mr. Neville Randall.
Ah, Mr. Randall. I could not think of him.
Yes.
I like him.
You like him. Even his wife is a very, very nice woman.
Yes, I know.
Yes, but I felt that she was very stressed with a big place she has to look after.
I think it is a big place for them to travel. Lots of trouble for
them. Yes, lots of trouble. And, you know, living in an old house. It's
a very old place.
Yes, it's a 300...
It's old oak beams.
Yes, 300-year-old place. And it does create quite a lot of work for the woman.
I know. But she liked it, I suppose.
Oh, yes.
Obviously.
Yes, of course. It is like a heaven.
You went to his little den.
Yes.
In the room that he writes,
yes,
he has a room that he has for himself.
Huh? Yes, that's right. And his garden is this pride. This lovely old garden there. And he keeps hens and whatnot. And it all takes doing. But they want to sell it now.
I think perhaps they would regret it.
Yes, because you see, they can't cope with the work that is created with this place.
I suppose that is better for them in a way, but, you know, they seem very happy there, I thought.
Oh, yes, they are, because the children are now grown up and going to boarding school, so they're not with them at home.
Do you talk about the book?
Yes, but he said he's working now and he's just, you know, preparing the ground for it, you see.
I think...
And I told him that he should not make the book too big.
No?
Because the whole idea of this book is to help people to understand how spiritual context can help other old people, you see, with their problems.
I think it will be... a long time. I don't think it will be for a while that he will be able to do very much about it.
No, no. He's not retiring till next year, you see.
No?
And he's not retiring from his work till next year.
And then he will probably start on it, huh?
Yes. And
he listened to the tapes.
Yes, he listened to the tapes. And
you made copy for him?
Yes, yes. And he's got the transcripts also for the tapes,
uh-huh.
You see. And I told him that very often when people listen to the tapes, they are very impressed more than reading.
Well, I think it is better, you know, if people can hear. I mean, to read about it is interesting,
yes.
But when they hear,
yes.
Then I think it is more impressed for them, you know.
Oh, I mean,
when I come and talk to you like this, you know, it is like almost like a telephone, huh?
Yes.
You know, that's better.
Now listen, I tell you there is one man in America, a Mr. Kennedy.
Huh? What about him?
He has listened to your tapes, and he has lost someone.
And he's lost his wife.
Yes.
I know of her.
You know of her?
Oh. But he was very anxious, obviously.
Yes.
To make communication with his wife, huh?
That's right.
And you have been
writing to him. He said, don't lose heart. And he has had some tapes of yours from Jim Ellis.
Uh-huh.
And he says these tapes have helped him no end. Whenever he is depressed, he listens to them over and over and over again, he says.
But he is doubtful, huh?
No, he is not doubtful now. And he's coming to England this autumn, and I said, well, it will help you if you get a picture of your dear heart from Coral Forge, and if you can be lucky enough to get a sitting with Mr. Flint, that will change your life.
Well, I don't know. I hope so. But, you know, I think people, a lot depends on the people, obviously, you know.
Yes.
She may be able to make contact with him. I hope so.
Yeah.
But it is not so easy. You know, I don't think people realize, you know, it is not easy.
To make contact.
I mean, I have become used to it, huh?
Yeah.
Which makes a big difference.
But you had training.
Ah, but this is what I'm trying to say, you know.
Yeah.
It is no good, you know, a person expect, you know, the very first time. You know, it is not easy to communicate like this.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to do
exactly.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, we have had many opportunities
over
a long period, you
That's
know,
right.
And that makes a big difference. Huh?
But I think perhaps you could help her.
Huh?
You you could help her, this...
Well, of course I would try to help if it is possible to help her, you know?
Yes.
But I think he should realize, you know,
yeah,
that it would not necessarily be immediately successful.
No.
You know, it would take time, huh?
Yes.
And it requires many opportunities. Yeah. It does not happen at once.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are fortunate and yeah, it comes quick. But not everyone.
But he has listened to your tapes, not one, but several of them.
Uh-huh.
And he has been so impressed.
He writes to you, no?
Yes, he writes to me. I've read half a dozen letters from him. And I've tried to help him mentally.
Uh-huh.
And I said, please don't give up hope, and for heaven's sake, don't think that she is dead. She is right by your side, but you can't see her.
No.
And I said, have her photos, have flowers around her apartment, and she'll be all right. And you will make contact. Oh, he said, I love to listen to those tapes over and over again.
Oh, darling, I wish it were possible for everyone to understand and to know.
Yeah.
It would make such a big difference for
yes,
them
of course,
in their lives,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
And so many people are lonely and sad,
yes,
and they have no incentive, you know,
no,
to go on.
Yeah.
I know it is very difficult for people, some people more perhaps, but I think for you and for me, it has means so much, you know, that we can come together, we can talk together occasionally.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know that I am constantly with you.
Oh, yes.
Hardly a day passes. In fact, never a day passes
yes,
that I don't come to you. And, of course, sometimes you come here during your sleep.
Yes.
I wish you could remember. I don't think you ever remember very much.
I told that to Neville Randall. But I said, you can't put that in a book because there is no proof of it.
No, you can't prove it. You can't prove
you
some
see?
Things, you know,
and
you cannot prove.
And I told him also that in one sitting, you asked me to draw out like a dentist out of my mouth what I do when I come, where do I sit with you. And I told you that there was a particular corner in the garden and under a bush with white flowers where we come together and talked during my astral journeys. And
but of course you cannot prove it.
Huh?
I mean, it is not something that is proof for people, huh?
Yes.
I mean, if I come and talk to you like this and we talk about various things, you know, that is to ourselves, you know, understand,
yes,
that is different. But it's very difficult for people to believe, I think, unless you can present them with some evidence.
But of course, mind you,
know,
for astral traveling, you have to be prepared for it. It comes naturally. I say it comes naturally if you're ready for it. For astral traveling, when you are asleep.
I remember the market. It is Berwick Market.
Yes.
Berwick Market, huh?
Yes, that's right.
That is where you went for the flowers.
Yes, that's right.
Berwick Market.
Yes.
I didn't remember it.
Yes.
I remember how we used to walk and walk.
Yes,
we used
yes,
to like to walk around the back street.
And you know, even now, the streets are just the same.
Exactly the same, more
yes,
or less.
Exactly the same.
I remember we used to look in the different shops.
Yes, you know that.
And there was a very nice shop there that used to sell materials,
yes,
dress materials.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know if it is still there.
Yeah.
But I remember it.
And there are houses, they're 300 years old.
Pardon?
There are houses.
Whose house?
Different small houses.
Ah,
houses.
You mean in the road?
Yes.
Ah, I thought you meant the
no,
gentleman, the writer, Mr.
Yes,
Randall.
Yes, Mr. Randall.
Because
no,
he has a very old house,
yes,
huh?
Yes.
But he's going to leave there, you said?
Well,
I think that
it's
a pity. It is a beautiful and very nice.
Very, very beautiful, but it creates a lot of work, you see.
Well, I suppose that is
and,
a problem, huh?
And
he should have a little compact place, huh?
Yes. And
you think?
The poor wife has a lot of pressure on her because he is out all day and she has to cope with the door and she feels it's too much for her.
What about the dog?
They love the dog.
Pardon?
They have a beautiful dog.
I know. I saw the dog. But you know, it's a strange thing. You may think this is very odd.
Yeah.
But you know, although they did not see me, and you did not see me, but the dog saw me.
Oh, really?
Ah, did you know, perhaps you did not think about it or notice it,
uh-huh.
but you know, the dog looked
uh-huh.
and looked and looked
uh-huh.
and could see me there when you were sitting together talking.
Uh-huh.
The dog was watching.
Uh-huh.
And in the garden.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yes.
Ah, I could tell you, why is it? That animals see better than people.
Yes,
animals have this a power to see.
Yes,
they
right.
are on a
yes.
different level, you know. I don't know whether it is because they are nearer to nature.
That
I don't
idea.
Know. But you know, human beings have grown away more and more away yes. from nature.
Yes.
But animals who are close to nature, they still have the ability to sense and to feel and to see things.
And that means you never talk to me about a gene.
Well, I do see.
How you see?
Very well.
Very well.
Of course. Have I not mentioned for you?
Yes,
I forget. Of course, you know, I think it is that when I have an opportunity to come and talk to you, I'm in a way not selfish, but lots of things I intend to talk about I forget.
But you know,
and the fact that I can talk to you, I just want to talk about us. Perhaps that is not right, huh?
Yes.
But I love you, and I always want you to know how near I am to you, how deeply involved
yes.
I am with you,
yes.
and that I look forward so much to the time when we should be together,
oh,
just
yes,
like it used to be, huh?
Yes.
I should be very happy when you put the date on the stone, or have it put on. Then
yes.
I shall know, you know,
everyone
will know you are with me.
You
because
know.
You've left it vacant for the day to be put when you die, huh?
Yes.
But when that is on the stone, then we just say goodbye.
I've given him a photo of our grave with the stone
uh-huh.
and all the writing on it.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You mean Mr.
Mr. Randall.
Randall.
Yes.
I keep getting his name mixed.
So that should be going in the book because that is a very important thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And he has kept it. And I've also given him copies of sketches of all the people Coral Podge has drawn.
Mm.
At the...
Are you going to see her?
No.
No?
No, not now, darling. Because she's a very involved person now. She is internationally running to different countries all over the place. I really don't know if she is in London now.
I don't know.
No.
But,
and I have no reason to see her, perhaps.
I do wish it were possible to get a good photograph of me.
Oh, I must tell you, Gladys has taken some pictures yesterday.
I do hope.
I was with Gladys, and she has taken some pictures with the radio and television on. You see? To help the power.
The radio and television?
Yes.
To help the power?
Yes.
How do you mean?
You know, they say that in psychic photography,
huh?
It helps.
I do not know that.
No.
But I don't see how that can be. How can the television...
You see, you know, the technique of psychic photography is all these dots and dashes like you have in television pictures. Mm,
I know, but I don't know. Perhaps
but
I don't
you see.
Know. Perhaps it is a help, I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is that I want for you to have a good picture of me.
Yes.
And this I must do. I keep try all the time,
yes.
whenever possible, you know.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
And how is my darling Sibylla?
Oh, the children are very well and very, very happy, of course.
Yes.
You know, it does not seem possible that I have been here so long.
Yes.
How long now? It is getting on. The years pass by quicker. Or perhaps they don't pass by quick for you.
It's 14 years since you've gone.
I was thinking it was 15.
Yeah, 15 years to come, but 14 years complete.
I thought it was nearly 15 years.
Yes, it's a long time, darling.
I know, but...
Never believe that I should...
I don't know. I don't think you have changed all that much, you know?
No.
I don't think you have really got old.
No, you see, that's what people tell me at work.
I think it is remarkable, you know, that you are still as active.
Some of them joke with me and says, you're never going to get old. I said, don't mean to say that. I'm past 80 now. Yeah, but you're so energetic and you're so helpful.
I don't know. It does not seem possible for me. That
I
say it does not seem possible that the time has gone. Of course, we are not subject to time, but...
But mind you, if you work, it does help you to keep well.
And I know, but you don't get nothing for it.
Nothing for it, but...
I will get it
when I come to you, darling.
But you worry about things sometimes.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
You know.
You see, the trouble is that expenses keep going up and up with the world as it is today.
And everything is changing.
And poor pensioners like me don't get any windfalls from anywhere.
No.
So they have to scrape their pockets.
Well, I don't know.
But
you manage all right.
Hmm?
You manage all right. You are able to manage.
Yes, yes. But you know, I had a message from Bombay that Rustam Sidhva has passed over. You know our friend Mani and Rustam?
Of course, I know about it.
You know
about it. But what about it? You have a letter?
Yes, I had a letter. And I don't think that Mani will be long before she joins him too.
No, I doubt it if it will be so long.
No.
But you know, things have been very difficult for them there.
Yeah.
Did you know?
No.
Oh, things have not been easy. It has been very much changed, the situation, you know, in Bombay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I think it is just as well they come as they did, you know.
Yeah.
It was getting very difficult. Huh?
Yes.
You know?
Of course, mind you, Rustam was about my age. He was not a young man.
He was a wee bit older, wasn't
yes.
he? Then?
He was a couple of years older.
I think he must be at least a year or two older than you.
Have you met him?
Yes, of course I have, but he is only beginning.
Because you see, I told them how I used to talk.
I know, but they don't understand it. They
no,
did
they
not
understand,
understand it,
yes,
no?
Yes.
But now, he is beginning to realize.
Yes, yes.
But it takes time, you know.
Yes, it does. And I believe that before he died, he thought a lot of me. I could feel
But you know, I don't think they can do anything about money.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It is impossible for them.
You know, she is not in good health. She is blind. She has diabetes. And all these complications. So her life is not...
It will be better when she joins.
Yes. And
but you know, did you know anything about the material side of things? I mean, the financial side.
Yes.
Did you know?
No, I didn't. How do you mean?
They have that problem. They did have problems.
Oh, I see. Yeah. You know, that daughter, the Bhikkhu, had been separated from her husband.
I know, but that was obvious, you know. I think that was going to be...
Yeah.
I think
and
it was very bad. You
and
know,
you
they
know,
weren't
she
right.
Married again.
I know.
And she is living in Pakistan. So that was a relief for them, because she was living with them, you see.
I know. Well, what can one say?
Yeah.
People's lives are their own. And I think it was a mistake, her first marriage. Anyway, let us talk about ourselves, please. What have you done to your hair?
My hair? It's growing faster than ever, I don't know.
It is extraordinary. It is so long what it was.
Yes, but...
Much longer.
But you know, it's very funny. They say in old days the hair should grows slower, but mine grows faster.
You seem to have more hair.
Huh?
I don't know why.
Only I'm bare on the top.
No.
But I do find my hair grows... perhaps it's something in the diet.
Maybe it is something to do with some of the vitamins.
Yeah. I don't know. Because, you know, I have this carrot juice regular even now. You know, the carrot juice you talked to me about.
You think it goes through your hair?
Yes, of
course. I would not be surprised. Usually it is something else that goes through one's head, like champagne, not carrot juice.
Not only hair, but even in your eyes. You know, my eyes are very keen.
For my what?
Huh?
Your eyes are what?
Very keen.
Keen? No. Ah, as it is.
In seeing things. And at work, my friends tell me, he said, you've got wonderful eyes for your age. Some people are not so good at 20 years younger than you.
Well...
So I think carrot juice helps the eyes also. I put it down to that. Because just imagine now poor money with her eyes blind. What a life it becomes. Life becomes a burden. Well, if you can't see.
But you're not, you must not think like that. You're not good blind.
No, no, I hope not.
Of course you won't go blind. You've got good eyesight.
Yes.
And you are in... pretty good hair, son.
Yes.
Considering, of course, you had a nasty time last year.
But, of course, mind you, I do take care of myself. And I try to impress Leslie also to take
well,
care.
Well, he will have to take care of himself, too.
Yes.
But
because
you know,
God helps those who help themselves.
Sure, they say. Huh?
Yes.
But I think that can be taken in more ways than one, you know.
Yes.
One has to consider other people. One must not be selfish, you
yes.
know.
And you know, I was telling Neville Randall and his wife about this carrot juice, and I think I shouldn't be surprised they start on it.
Could be.
Yes. And then I also told them about this ionizer machine you introduced me to many years ago.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
I do.
And I was hesitating for a long time. I told them about that. And do you know, this ionizer has become now so popular that there is a report issued of what it can do to human health. And I've given them a copy of this report. It covers nearly 30 pages. And Mrs. Randall was a physiotherapist, so she was very interested in that. So I said, do read it. And I said, it's a machine that doesn't cost you the world. It costs about £100, but it makes a big difference to your health.
And they are going to have more?
Well, they're thinking, you see, it sets them thinking, because when you don't know anything about it, you know, when you talked to me, that was 10 years ago, there was nothing known about ionizers. No one was making them. Now, everybody is making ionizers.
Because it is very good.
Very good. And then I told them about this relaxator chair that I have. You know, you made me buy it. I hesitated for a long, long time. And after about 5 or 6 visits to London, you said, Dan, don't you buy it, darling? And I had to go to Harris and buy it.
And then they ship it.
Huh?
They send it.
The cost of transport was as much as the chair was worth. But I've never regretted it, darling.
All I want is for you to be happy.
Yes, of course.
And I know that you can only be happy as far as it is possible to be under the circumstances. I know how much you miss me, and I do try desperately in every way I can to help.
Yeah.
But of course the ultimate is when we are together, eventually.
That will be...
And I will be so happy when your date goes on the stone. Then I shall say, well, that is finished.
Yeah.
And you will feel so different.
Mm.
happy when you are here with me.
Yes.
Away from all the material worries and anxieties and everything.
Yes.
You are just existing now.
Yeah.
But I want you, if you can, to be happy. As happy as you can be, anyway.
Yes.
When are you coming to talk to me again?
Tomorrow, darling.
Oh, very quick.
Yes.
What about the medium?
Which one?
He gets very tired, huh?
Who?
I suppose.
Who is tired?
I was sorry to know he has not been too well, huh? But he will be stronger, huh? I come and talk with you tomorrow. I have to go. But I give you a big kiss.
Oh, thank you, love.
All my love. And thank you for those beautiful roses.
There's nothing to do.
Bye. God bless you, darling. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Keep your chin up.
Yes. Now you're right. She was lovely, darling.
She was marvellous today.
Wasn't she lovely?
Very clear.
Very
and
clear.
Distinct and
there's no murmuring or nothing of that sort.
Actually, she was better than Mickey.
Yeah.
She was much clearer than Mickey today.
Yeah. I mean, but a lot depends on the sitter and the communicator.
Oh, yes, there's no doubt about that.